Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Body of Christ. This is your sister, Yolanda, and thank you for joining me today on Yolanda Live. It is so good to be with you after so long. Yes, I have been missing in action. But today, I'm back, and I'm hoping that this will be a long-term thing. I've been so busy. But before we start, I just want to kind of get you in the headset of what we're talking about today, in the mindset, how to transition from helpless to full-on hope in a world of despair. So that's what we're going to tackle today on Yolanda Live. Body of Christ, welcome to Yolanda Live. It has been far too long, but I'm glad we're together this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to us rekindling our relationship in Christ and just getting back on track. I have been busy this past year. As some of you know, in 2014, I graduated with my doctorate, and aside from that, 2015 was busy running up and down the highways with different appointments and in ministry and then family stuff. But overall, it's been good. God has been showing up, and I'm praying that he has been doing the same for you in your lifestyle and in your life course. Amen. But all we've been doing has been to the glory of God, and I'm just so glad that we're having a chance to rekindle and begin again, to get back on track, to hear what the Lord would say, and to share in some things. As you know, we're glad to hear from you. We're looking forward to your input and your time with us as well. Guest call-in number is 929-477-3789. Today, we're just going to touch base and talk a little bit. We're not taking calls, but I wanted to put that out there so you'll know in the future. Our number is 929-477-3789, where we welcome your calls, your testimonies, bless the Lord, just to share what the Lord has been doing with you in the last 6 or 7 months. In my absence. So today, our topic is how to transition from helpless to being full of hope in a world of despair. You know, that's a big old topic, right? How do we handle something like that in 30 minutes? But the truth of the matter is, God is able to do all things, and we're going to trust his word to give us some direction. Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. And that sounds pretty good to me. I like that. As a matter of fact, I have the plaque here in my office, and I look at that ever so often because it's one of the things that fuel me. Be what I want to be in the world, right? And that sounds like a great plan, especially for us Christians who have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to help us to do things. Scripture says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So with that being said, we know we have some empowerment from on high to be different, to be able to do what the normal flesh can't do. Amen. And so when I think about that, I'm saying, okay, I can get behind that message because I know that it's not all left up to me. Bless the Lord. Leave it up to me. I'll find some way to mess it up, right? That's what we do. But the good thing is that God has given us a path of hope. So what's going on there? If we're supposed to be the change we're supposed to wanting to see in the world, and we're having this problem coming from being in a place of where we're stuck or even feeling helpless, and we want to be a person full of hope in this terrible world we're living in today, what's going on there? What happens that leaves us unchanged in our faith, in our lifestyle, and in our progression? Well, what's going on in the body of Christ that causes us to be apathetic at times is a big question to answer, and it's also a big answer to the question. But let's explore some of this stuff today, and I'm looking forward to what the Lord would say about that. I would love to know what's causing us to be apathetic, and and causing us not to be world changers? And is there actually even hope in today's current events? You know, so much has gone on in today's society since we last talked. We've had all kinds of laws being passed. Same-sex agenda has been a law that's passed, and even some laws have passed affecting people who are trying to get into counseling, which is another pet peeve for me. We'll talk about these things in the coming days. I'm looking forward to delving into them and sharing this information with you. But we're going to explore all this on Yolanda Live, and we're going to get into some of these current events that have sparked new life in my own walk. But before we do all that, let us pray. You cool with that? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to walk in the light, another opportunity to call on your name. And we appreciate the hope that you've afforded us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And today, Lord, we ask that you would just bless us and forgive us of any sin, Lord God, that we might have committed up to this point before you. Purify our hearts and our hands, Lord. Cleanse us and wash us thoroughly in your blood and in your word. Open our ears today that we may hear and take away the appropriate steps, Lord, to walk in truth towards transformation. I know, Lord, as we're listening today, everybody's going to come in with different ears. But I pray that you would anoint every set of ears that's to hear this message today, or even this casual talk, Lord, that they would hear exactly what you need them to hear for their own transformation. We pray, Father, that you would come against every distraction and every deterrent to this prayer coming to pass in the name of Jesus. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Well, family, we got ourselves a little bit of a quandary. We're finding ourselves at times stuck. That's what it comes down to. We're finding that, you know what, I'm not transitioning well. Something's going on that's stopping me from moving forward. I know I believe in God, and I know I want to go to heaven when I die. I'm believing by faith for that. And we know generally that we agree with God. But something is happening between our belief and our actions. Amen? Something's happening there that causes us not only to pause, but it causes stagnation and an outright different direction than agreeing with God for our lives. So what's happening that we get so stuck? I'm going to talk about some of this today, and I hope that you have your Bibles handy. I've got my handy Bible app on my computer here because I got so much happening here, so I'm going to be back and forth because I love the Word. But we're going to look at a few things. We're going to explore some stuff. I've got some steps here we're going to walk through, and this may end up being a little bit of a series. You guys know I love series, those of you who have been with me for some years. We've been doing this, I believe, since 2011. So we've been doing this, I guess, 5 years now, right? And so I want your heart to be encouraged by the Word of God so you can see how this practically plays out. Amen? So let's look at this a little bit. We see in the Word that we walk by faith and not by sight. So what's happening for us? That's what we need to find out. You know, we're going to have to question ourselves. I question myself every day. The Scripture tells me also to examine myself to see if I be in the faith. Well, I'm believing God for my victory in Christ Jesus. I'm believing God for salvation and total redemption on the day he returns. So why is that not translating in the day-to-day lifestyle? What's going on there? Amen? This is the question that we ought to be asking ourselves individually, not of our neighbor, not of our spouse, not even of our children per se. We need to be looking at ourselves first and saying, what's going on with me? You know, Scripture is kind enough to let us know what's going on so that we can be able to make that change personally and begin to see transformation not only individually but even corporately. I love that. He asks us to do one thing, and he gives us fruit on several sides. I love that. So we're going to look at some of these pieces. Amen. Bless the Lord Almighty. So the Word of God gives us instruction so that we can see what's going on. It's not ethereal or even just earthly all the time. Sometimes there might be something going on there that's causing us to be hindered. So we have to look at those things. Is it a mental ascent, or can it actually be followed, this Word? I believe that it can be followed. And I believe by the Holy Spirit's empowerment, we can glorify God in our lifestyles. And unfortunately, not every believer is on that page. Some of us tend to believe that the Word of God is not the written express Word of the Lord. And that might be part of why we're not having transformation. So this leads back to us questioning what's going on with us individually. Again, let me check myself. Let me see what's going on with what I believe. That's where it starts. Amen. So it's no new thing to be stuck in our walk with Christ. You know, getting stuck is easy. We all know how to do that, right? But God informs us that if by faith we will step out in truth, we will begin to walk in victory. We can have transformation, but it comes by very, very specific steps. You know, the cool thing is that God does not leave us running around trying to figure out how do you do this stuff. He says, look, this is how you do it. And if you follow these steps, you're going to have the results that I'm promising you. So no, they don't fall out of the sky, as some of us tend to believe in our denominations where we can just work it up. No, that doesn't work. As if, you know, if we would sit back individually and examine ourselves, especially those of us who come from denominations where we have to really sweat, you know, when you sit down and you're trying to dry off and you think about it, you felt great in the moment, but what has it done for your lifestyle? You guys know I'm going to keep it real. That's what I do, you know, right? And I can do that because I've been there, right? And so I'm always pointing at me first and foremost, and I let the Holy Spirit talk to whomever else he needs to. But we need to follow those logical steps. We continually follow the logical and natural path of least resistance and what feels right, and we find ourselves stuck in our faith and not transforming to the glory of God at all. But we, who are believers, we have to do it God's way according to his instructions. And this way we'll begin to see fruit. But when we find, you know, I believe in God, yet for some strange reason I'm not having a God kind of experience where there's progression in my life, this is where we have to go back to square one and start to ask of ourselves individually, what am I doing different, or what am I doing outside of the instruction God gave us? And ask for the Lord's help. For the word informs us that we walk by faith and not by sight, which I said a little earlier. So here's dilemma number one. Here it is. So now we get into the meat, guys. Many of us are relying on our sight. What do I know? What can I do? What's within my power? God is asking us to do something totally different. He's asking us to see what we see, but trust him anyway. It's actually 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says so. It says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So our sight tells us that the issue of life are greater than the power of the word of God. This is what the sight will do for you. It tells us our finances, that there is no hope outside of the bank account. It tells us our places of failure and struggle tells us that God's not going to intervene in what we face in the moment. So we try and work it out in our own physical strength and knowledge without God's help. This is a problem. Because in order for us to see God's kind of results, we got to walk by faith. Now, I know that's kind of tearing up somebody's theology. It tore up mine because my temperament is one that tries to get all of my ducks in a row before, you know, I will talk to God about it. That's my natural inclination. But God is saying to do something totally opposite my natural inclination. He's saying, seek me first. That reminds me of the scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then there's a comma. And it says, and all these things shall be added unto you. All right, so we're getting some very practical, and I love practical instruction as to how to begin to shift the tide of being stuck or not seeing any transformation. What I'm finding is that since I'm not doing it according to the general instruction, I'm not even on the right track. I've been relying on my sight. I've been seeking other answers, but I'm not seeking the direction that God told me to seek. Step number one, that's part of my problem. So what's causing me not to be able to do that? We've got to look at those things. All right. We get caught up in a whole lot of other stuff and we find that, hey, because I'm feeling these things over here and I want to explore my feelings, I'm sort of sitting in this bucket, this pot of emotion. And that emotion is causing me to get caught up in what I see and what I know because of what's in front of me, what I can touch, taste, smell, and hear. So I'm caught up in my senses. And I'm losing the very thing that I say I want because of me being stuck there. See, body of Christ, it's very difficult to get God's kind of results when we're doing them through the flesh. When we want change, we've got to be willing to step outside of our normal inclination and do things according to God's scriptures. You know, people tend to look at the Word of God as, you know, the whipping post. If you don't do this, you're going to hell kind of thing. And I'm such a deep thinker. As I study the scriptures, I'm finding that it's so much bigger than that. It is so much bigger. Oh, my Lord, we're going to get into some deep things the rest of this year, guys. We're going to actually even be able to find our identity in the scripture. It's believe it or not, it's there. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait. In my counseling practice, I deal with this quite often, and I'm telling you, I've seen people get changed same day. People are being transformed by the renewing of their minds through the Word of God as we find our individual identities in scripture. It's actually there, spelled out. It's so awesome. But getting back on track here, we're finding that as we try to find answers to life through our own, we miss it altogether. Sometimes we luck out and we find, hey, I can get some results here in certain areas, but it's short-lived. And then internally we find conflict because we're growing in the things of the world, but we're not growing in the things of God. That's the end result of that particular path. Somebody know I'm talking right here, right? This is sort of where we find ourselves. You know, we want to be able to, as believers, agree with God and do things according to his instructions and the confines which he puts upon us. And I would call that boundaries, healthy boundaries for having a healthy experience. That's what he wants us to have, healthy boundaries, so we can have a healthy experience in him. This is what he's looking for. This is the blessing. It says in Galatians 2:6, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ, even when we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. So we see here Paul in the book of Galatians talking a little bit more, just breaking it down to you about this whole justification piece versus faith. We fall into that pot when we get stuck in the works. I'll figure out how to do this on my own. I'll go and I'll find the answer. I'm short on money, so give me some time. I'll figure it out. When God is saying, please invite me into the process. I want to lead you and guide you in all truth. See, God does not expect us to be the one to work out our redemption. He wants to do all that himself. That's the God we serve. He also wants to meet all of our needs. And Lord knows I'm figuring that one out. Philippians 4:19 tells us this. He says in that particular scripture, Paul says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Notice that he said it's through Christ Jesus. Now, he's not saying Christ Jesus is going to come down off his throne and come up and show us and hand us something. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that he will meet every need, but he will do it through the confines of Christ's work on the cross. He'll also do it through the obedience of the believer to the word of God, to what Christ has instructed us to do. There's a lot going on in that scripture. I think we should study that one too. Bless the Lord. So he wants to meet all of our needs. But this power is hidden to us in the middle of our issues as we suffer longer and greater than we were ever meant to. Because God is not in the problem-solving equation with us. That's what's been happening. So since we're working out on our own strength, we find ourselves stuck. Now, you would think, why is she dealing with all of this when we're talking about transformation so that we're not feeling like, you know, failures and we're not in a place where we're not seeing hope and we're feeling helpless about an issue? Well, we're going to trace it back. That's what we're doing. We're going to trace the steps back to make sure at the very foundation we're doing so. We're working out our issues according to the will of God through Christ Jesus. Is that all right? That's where we have to start. And we're living in a world where everything is instantaneous. We're used to microwave. Now we've got cell phones that are so tiny we wear them in watches. We can call people from our watch now. I remember when we used to watch that as kids on television where Maxwell Smart, I think his name was, Get Smart, remember that TV show? He used to have all these apparatuses in his phones and all this, in his shoes and all this kind of thing. We thought it was so neat back then. But this stuff is reality today, and it's even more sophisticated. So we're used to instantaneous response, instantaneous gratification. So we figure, why go through all those steps when I can get an answer quickly? you have to ask yourself a question then. Why am I serving God? What's going on there? Is he the Lord of just my ticket out of hell? Or is he the Lord of my life, of my existence? This is where we get back to that scripture that says, examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. That's something, body of Christ, that you and I, me too, chief of them, ought to be examining daily. When we get up in the morning and even when we lay our head down at night, we ought to be checking ourselves. That's a private thing. That doesn't happen with me and my husband or me and my children. That happens with me by myself and my Lord, where I sit alone and I look at my day and I look at my behaviors and the things that I'm involved in, and I ask myself, according to my understanding of Scripture, does the things that I have been involved in align themselves according to God's confinement and his word for me? Do they agree? And if my answer is no to these things, then by the word of God and by the Spirit of God, now I know how to pray and now I know what to begin to change. But that's an individual work that we as individuals have to be working on as we are walking through this life. And body of Christ, this is what prayer is all about. It's about transformative. Prevailing prayers are about being transformed by the renewing of your mind through the scriptures, so that now we're reflecting God's ideas rather than just our own. Did you know that God saved you not just to be here with a ticket to heaven, but he saved you that he can express himself through you, who he's made you to be daily? Did you know that? I dare you to read the book of Ephesians, especially chapter 1. I'm tongue-tied today. I'm so excited. Chapter 1 breaks it down really clearly for us, and we're going to get into that in future shows. But I want you to understand that God has saved you not just to say, okay, you're not going to hell, but he saved you so that he can express himself in all love and totality through who you are. Who you are and the fact that you were born is no mistake. It's no mistake. And God's got plans, specific plans that he wants to express directly through you. But it's very hard for him to do that if you and I aren't submitted to him individually. So this piece becomes very important when it comes down to transformation and it comes down to progression in our faith. You know, Paul even talks about moving from the milk of the word to the meat. Well, why is that even important? It becomes important because the whole idea is that we should be day after day progressing in our faith so that we are growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Amen. That's some good word. I hope somebody's getting this today. I pray your ears are open and you're hearing what God has to say to you today. But we have got to realize what's really going on here. Most of what's happening even in our society today is not some happenstance. These are direct responses to direct actions. That's what's happening. The laws of the earth don't change because, well, I'm choosing to serve myself today or I'm serving God today. No, the laws remain the same. God put them into play for purposes in the earth. And gravity is going to still work and loss is going to still work. These are laws in the universe. These are principles that won't change regardless of whether I'm saved or unsaved. So there's some things you'll see that people will progress in because they're using the principle or they're using the law. But then there are other things where you'll see people are falling apart in because they violated a particular law or they violated a particular principle. And this is what's happening for believers. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is what's happening for us every single day. We violate the law of the Word of God, the law of love in Christ Jesus. We violate the laws of the Word of God. You know, the scripture tells us that the world itself was framed and built by the word of God. He spoke it and it was. So there are laws woven within the earth's very creation that when we violate them, there is a consequence. So when we find ourselves feeling bound, just downtrodden, and we're feeling like we can't move on, some days there are some things that we might need to unravel because we have violated a law. I hope you hear me today. So as a result of this, and because we know that the word is all powerful, we need to have some respect and approach the word soberly. Amen. And this is what I'm asking you to begin to do with me on this journey today. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, I am the chief amongst us who need to walk sober. Amen. And I'm looking forward to it. For some of us, we're going to examine ourselves even as we're talking, and you're going to realize, wow, I need to really take a look at where I am in my faith. I thought I was in one place, but I'm finding, oh, gosh, I'm in another. And that's a good thing. I'm glad you're seeing it while you're alone, while you're meditating on the Word of God with me here on Yolanda Live. Because what you do in secret, the scripture says the Lord will reward you for openly. And so if you'll do these things in secret while you're by yourself, I'm going to tell you the wonderful thing about it, because I've done this as I've seen it in my own life. When I do that in secret, God will turn around and reward me openly for it. He will. He'll give me favor that surrounds me as with a shield in certain areas of my life. And even when I've done all I can, according to me just working some things out where it's appropriate, amen, and I say, Father, we've worked on this thing together, but I'm stuck and I just don't see a way. People are not agreeing for whatever reason. I can turn around and cast my cares upon the Lord, for he cares for me. You see how the word comes alive? And I just leave all the components that are unfulfilled in his hands. And I continually submit them to him and say, Father, come on in the middle of the circumstance and work it out for your glory, however you want it to go. This walk we have, guys, it's pretty sober. It's pretty sober because we can't direct it ourselves in that we can make things be exactly as we'd have them to be. But we can expect victory in Christ Jesus as we apply the Word of God. We can expect maturity. We can expect growth. We can express that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, knowing that he will walk with us step by step through our lifestyle and our issues as we apply his word to our lives. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Amen. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a real situation we're facing every day. As believers, we are facing whether we will walk in Christ's love by faith, equipped fully with the armor of our salvation, or whether we will allow ourselves to be devoured by the enemy of our soul, who is looking at how he can destroy us moment after moment. And society is pushing God out. So we see that Satan is about his business and he is about his agenda, and he is step by step following those particular laws. So what about the body of Christ? What about us? Will we as individuals begin this whole journey of laying down our own tools that we have crafted ourselves, thinking that we do a God a service, when God is saying, lay down your own stuff and, hey, I know this is going to be awkward and even unfamiliar, and follow after me according to my instructions. I dare to say today, guys, if we will do this, we will be more than overjoyed. We will be more than satisfied. Our joy will be one that is overflowing. Our lives will show forth the praises of God. We will have victory on every side. We will begin to see the fruit of the Spirit of God as he has called it to be. But this is what it will take, body of Christ, for you and I to first start this journey. Start the journey by looking at what we discussed today. Number one, who are we relying on? What's happening for us there? Are we walking by faith or are we walking by sight? I want you to think about that today. Join me the next time we get together on Yolanda Live. In the meantime, if you want to reach out to us, we'd be glad to hear from you. Bless the Lord. We can be reached at Yolanda Live. Let me see, here on the radio program. And then there's also our website. Those of you who are interested in finding out more about our ministry, it's www.ulanda.com. D-A-V-I-S, that's YolandaDavis.com or .org. You should be able to get me at either one. For those of you who are looking at counseling services and might find yourself in the need to talk to someone there, give us a check out over on the website, www.hearttoheal.org. We're there for you. We're also opening a school very soon. Any day now, it will be live. DC3I is going to be there for all those who are looking to get certified as pastoral counselors and certified as professional coaches. We even have a biblical education leg. We'll be glad to have you come and join us in education there. You can check out some of our preliminary stuff over at dc3institute.org. Bless the Lord Almighty. So thank you for joining me today. I'm looking forward to more time with you in the future. And I'm just trusting God that he will touch your life right where you need to be touched the most. Father, I give you my sisters and brothers today. I ask that you would minister to them right where they need you the most. Minister to them, Lord God, in no uncertain terms. Let them know of your love for them. Envelop them right where they are. And Lord, if they're stuck in any way, I pray, God, that you would show them by your love where they're stuck. Not for condemnation purposes, because you don't condemn. Your word says so in Romans 8:1, where you said there is therefore now no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus. But Lord, you also made it clear to us that, Lord, you want to be in true relationship with us, one that's reciprocal, God, one where you get a chance to lead the life of those whom will call you Lord. So minister to them, each and every one, according to your love and grace, that they might experience this path. I thank you for how you're going to do that, Lord, in the life of everyone who hears the sound of my voice today. In the name of Jesus, we give you honor and glory for how you're going to play this out day by day. And I pray you call your people, Lord God, back to the word, that we might have an insatiable thirst and desire to search you out, to seek you out, Lord, and to find you, so that individually we'll become all that you've designed for us to be in these last and evil days. We give you honor and glory, and we praise you, God, for who you are, because you truly are Lord and you are master. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' perfect name, we give you honor. Amen and amen. I'm out just for the day, but we are back, and we're looking forward to being able to share more time with you right here on You Land Alive. God bless.